This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you, how many times have you been to the cinema since the start of the recovery MCO? 018-789-8899 to send us your comments on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Instagram and on Twitter. Our handle is at BFM Radio. Let's take a look at the poll before we jump into the comments,
okay, Frida. A big never is 76.5%. 1 to 3 times, 21%. 4 to 6 times, 2%. 7 to 9 times, 0.5%. I know who those two people are.
Steve and Arvind.
Yes.
Yes. Looking at some of the comments that have come in on WhatsApp.
We've got Walter here. He was saying, you know, since the MCO, I watched a slew of movies, but he says mostly for the popcorn. Right. And Ro here actually had a very interesting idea. You know, while I go once every 5 years, if tickets are bought for me and I'm driven there, I can appreciate the charm of the big screen. But why not go drive in, open air cinema?
Right.
So just need a location and it's a pop up, much safer in an outdoor environment, he said, apart from dengue.
Okay. Thanks for that, Ro. We also have another comment here on Twitter. This is from Ramli, another regular, who says, the baddies wear the masks in cinemas, not the patrons. Just not a good idea right now, unless you like accidentally trying to eat your popcorn through your mask. I have to admit that happened to me because I didn't take my mask off and then I attempted to. But so that happens to some of us. We also have a whole bunch of messages on Twitter. We've got Trish, who says, None this year at all, actually. Doreen says, never been to one this year as well. We've got 3000M who says, zero, and I miss it. We've also got Xinying who says, none. Netflix is sufficient for this pandemic. And Wen Kian says, once, and it was only 10% of the total seats occupied. Right. So it's still time to get in touch with us and tell us your experience if you have been to the cinema, or if you haven't as well, tell us why and if you miss it. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, we're going to be talking about macho leadership. Now, could 2020 be the year that's finally killed the macho leader? You know, although it is too soon to celebrate, we are seeing positive signs everywhere, according to this article from Fast Company. Now, no matter how you look at it, 2020 has been a difficult year.
Right.
And as we're coming to the end of this year, the prospect of prolonging the pain, the uncertainty and instability of this pandemic is something that, you know, maybe we're not quite looking forward to. But is there a silver lining to all of this? Now, we are seeing an important evolution take place during a time that has made many people pay special attention to leadership. Now, more are shifting from an outdated model of macho leadership to a far less toxic, more benevolent one. Could 2020 be the year that we finally see the end of macho leaders? Although it might be too soon to celebrate, we are starting to see signs everywhere.
Okay, right? Okay, you're just saying this, you were doing the story because it's the US elections. Anyway, take a look over at New Zealand, for example, right? And Jacinda Ardern, she has emerged as a global leadership role model. This largely based on performance during the pandemic and was rewarded with decisive re-election victory. So like other female heads of state, from Angela Merkel to Sanna Marin and Tsai Ing-wen, right? Ardern represents a contrast from a traditional leadership archetype of someone tough, aggressive and self-assertive, which explains why she's frequently compared to the likes of Donald Trump and, you know, Jair Bolsonaro. I think I got that right. But you know, the other thing, just before we continue, I don't want to do this in a gender thing. I know we say macho is very man, right? Well, Nelson Mandela.
So this is really, it's really not a gender thing, you know.
Right.
It's more of an approach or a style, if you think about it. Now, Jacinda Ardern embodies a more humane, empathetic, traditional feminine type of leadership that focuses on making a difference rather than on self-importance, right? And if the pandemic offered one big lesson, it's that people are clearly better off when their leaders are rational, they're honest, and they are empathetic or capable of being empathetic. You know, although this shouldn't come as a surprise, the unfortunate reality is that most leaders don't actually fit this profile, right? And it took a global crisis to reveal the problem with macho leadership. So often, these macho leaders are worshipped as heroic, even in Hollywood movies.
And that's why we've been watching too many movies. But Ardern's own words point to the paradox that strong is weak, while compassion is the source of strength. So she said, one of the criticisms I face over the years is that I'm not aggressive enough or assertive enough, or maybe somehow because I am empathetic, it means I'm weak. I totally rebel against that. I refuse to believe that you cannot be both compassionate and strong. And I don't see that. Mm. I see her really, really, I mean, like, doesn't have to be, she's very strong.
Yes.
Right? Without being assertive or without being aggressive.
Yes.
She is assertive.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just politics. You know, even in business, a handful of leadership role models showcase some of the critical, more humane, more feminine features of great leadership, even when practiced by men. Mm. For example, when the pandemic devastated the airline industry virtually overnight, Delta CEO Ed Bastian, he ramped up employee communication despite knowing little about what was actually going on or the path forward, right? And as the months went on, Bastian maintained a compassionate, humane, long-term stance while acknowledging the risk that lay ahead, limiting employee furloughs and extending middle seat vacancies longer than competitors. Bastian chose caring over cutthroat leadership, betting on the long term to regain the company's prior success. And as passengers slowly came back to air travel, Delta is seeing the benefits of this leadership approach.
Okay, so the big lesson, if you're interested in being a leader, perhaps on being a better leader, is to move away from your traditional macho behaviors, embrace a more vulnerable leadership style. So macho, the points there, seeks praise, craves fans and followers, overconfident, defensive, blames others and things go wrong. Jeez. Creates a culture of fear, self-deceive. There is that image.
There is that one image that pops up in your head, right?
Okay. Yeah. Vulnerable, embraces criticism, builds others' capabilities, humble, curious, takes responsibility when things go wrong, creates psychological safety, self-aware.
Yeah, and I hope people out there in the US, they're listening to this right now. You know, for those who haven't done early voting or postal voting, they're going to the polls tomorrow, right? You know, tomorrow is election day in the US. And so maybe they should be thinking about something like this at this time as well. Because, you know, when you're reading out the values of the macho leader, all I could think about was... A very orange character for some reason. So, yeah. But, yeah, you know, when you speak about Jacinda Ardern, she won re-election during this pandemic as well. Yes. And I think that kind of just bolstered the fact that you don't need to be aggressive and push your way.
And the moment she won, she said the first thing she announced was the pay cut. Of all, because now that it's official, I'm going to say it's a pay cut for all the
cabinet members.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. All right. Of course, we're asking you on the show today, how many times have you been to the cinema since the start of the RMCO? Our polls are really leaning towards, almost 80% say that they've never been. And that means like a good 6, 7, 8 months of not going to the cinema, right? We've got 21% who say 1 to 3 times. We've only got about 0.5% less than a percent say 7 to 9 times, which would be about the amount of times I go in a year, you know.
Really? Yeah. So, I mean, this year, you know, generally, I would on a year would be 4 to 6 times at most. As I've been once at the beginning of the year.
Right. Well, you know, tell us, how many times have you been to the cinema since the start of the RMCO? Do you miss it? How do you feel about the announcement of the nationwide closures of our cinemas? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio is our handle, on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back and end the show on a sweet note. We're going to be talking about chocolates, award-winning chocolates. But for now, here's Joni Mitchell with Help Me, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.